USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation on a visit to Europe. While in Ireland, the California Democrat commented on the fire at Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral.
What a tragedy, and just such an historic place. Of course, a place of religion, a place of culture, a place of history. I remember going there with my family when I was a girl and taking my own children there, my grandchildren going, and just a sort of a central place of faith.
On the topic of the 2020 election, Pelosi said everything is at stake. President Trump talked about his tax cuts while in Minnesota yesterday.
Thanks to our tremendous tax cuts, the biggest, Minnesota families are saving more than $5 billion on their 2018 tax bills. $5 billion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Donald Trump tells KSDP in Minneapolis he's not worried about the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, saying it'll show the now-closed Russia investigation was a total phony. Former independent counsel Ken Starr tells Fox News it's proper that portions of the Mueller report being made public will be redacted.
Frustrating as it is, people would want to see more. The privacy of individuals is very important. If they haven't been charged with crime, their names shouldn't be dragged through the mud.
The measles crisis in the U.S. has grown to the second highest level in the U.S. in 25 years. In Rockland County, New York, Executive Ed Day says despite a court restraining order, an emergency order will continue to prevent unvaccinated children from going out in public.
In short, we were ahead of the crisis, but our efforts have been hamstrung by recent court rulings.
Michigan officials now say an outbreak in Oakland County is linked to the one in New York. Ukraine has the highest number of measles in the past year, 72,000 cases compared to the 500-plus in New York. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An American astronaut is being remembered for also being a ham, USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Owen Gary had passed away on Monday at the age of 88 at his home in Huntsville, Alabama. According to NASA, Gary had served on the Skylab crew in 1973, Skylab being America's first space station. He spent close to 60 days in space, which was a record at the time. He was also part of the ninth space shuttle mission, flying aboard Columbia in 1983, operating a ham radio for the first time from orbit.
And then amateur radio's Man in Space went on the air.
This is W5LFL in Columbia. W5LFL in Columbia, orbiting the Earth at an altitude of 135 nautical miles.
Gary had later held other positions at NASA, including Director of Science. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ambrose Laron is the Adjoint Secretary General of the Conference of Bishops of France. He comments on the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Luckily, there was no casualty, and that's very important. No casualty except one firefighter, which was harmed. And second, yes, it's a good news that all the artifacts, the beautiful artifacts, have been preserved.
Nations are expressing solidarity with France after the fire. Donald Trump called the cathedral one of the great treasures of the world, and the Vatican said Pope Francis felt shock and sadness. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.